AM 910 WJCW, Carlin Ellick with you here on a Wednesday morning. Welcoming in Bill Hall, the real estate guy from Premier Homes and Properties, which sponsors this portion of the program. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, Ellick. It's a beautiful day today, considering it's going to seem like a summer day today, isn't it?
Almost, oh, I tell you what.
Almost 80 degrees.
Is that a good day for realtors, like an 80-degree, beautiful, sunny day?
It's a great day for realtors because people like to be out and looking on days that the weather is beautiful. I mean, it just makes all the sense in the world. It makes it fun to drive by and look at houses that are possibly just coming on the market. You just want to get a glimpse of what's available, or if you want to actually go inside the house and see it. Once you like the outside of it, then we get you inside. And it's a beautiful day to open the windows up. You'll have the natural light coming in these houses, and you can really see what a house has to do and perform. You know, when we have weather like this, so it's the weather is a really good indicator for or not indicator, but it's a really good, let's say, start for a wonderful house selling season. And you know, we're seeing an uptick in listings come available. Mm-hmm. And pending sales were slightly up from December to January, but then, you know, overall the unit sales are down, though. I mean, we unit sales fell like 13% from December to January this year, but we did see a little bit of an uptick there for a minute. And we're seeing more homes come on the market now and a lot less multiple offers than we've had in the past, but yet we're still seeing good activity in our area. Now, at a national level, some areas are hotter than others. We have some markets that are doing really good and some markets that aren't. We have price points that are performing in some areas and price points that aren't. So it's really a mixed bag of tricks out there. But it's overall, we're seeing a slight uptick starting to sell now. So I think overall it's going to be a flat 2023. If I look at 2023, I think realtors are going to have to really roll their sleeves up this year if they want to stay in this business and really get back to doing some basic real estate work like they did in the olden days, where they actually worked for the client and the client didn't call up and say, I'd like to order a house on 103 Broad Street, and you go over there and just write it up for me, you know. And for so long, that's what realtors had that ability to be able to do that. Actually just say, just when the client calls them, yep, we're ready to go. Let's do a virtual tour. Okay, I like it. Let's put an offer in. And then they see it, and a third of them say no when they get here. But anyway, so we're seeing a lot of that.
Do you think a lot of people jumped into the real estate business that are going, whoa, wait a minute?
I think there are a lot of people going to jump off the real estate business, yes. In answer to your question, a lot of people got into this as a profession because it was just so easy. All they had to do is list their cousin's house, okay, and it had multiple offers and it sold. And guess what? Those days are probably over now with interest rates peaking up, and they're probably going to go up again, okay? It's going to be interesting. We're going to see probably we're going to land at about a 5.5 to 6% interest rates on home mortgages, which I think is fair and doable.
Right.
And that's how it's going to be for a long time. And the days of 2 and 3 percenters are over. We probably won't even see 4% again. Not in our lifetimes. I mean, I could be 1,000% wrong, but I don't think so.
Yeah.
I think that there's too many indicators to say the stabilization of our economy keeps interest, is a perfect balance at interest rates about 5 to 6% on home mortgages.
Yeah, let's talk about the new real estate market that is coming around, the metaverse.
Well, that's an interesting conversation.
Wow.
So I don't think I may not have enough time to totally talk about that,
right,
because I could talk for hours about the metaverse and what's really coming down. But to oversimplify things for the people who are not familiar with the metaverse, it is the next step in what the internet is going to look like for all of us. And basically what that means is that e-commerce will go to the metaverse. And what I mean by that is typically I would typically go to a grocery store and go shopping.
Right.
But in the metaverse, I can actually have an avatar do the shopping for me in the grocery store, and then my groceries get delivered to my house.
And so you go into the metaverse, and then out of the metaverse, you actually get physical stuff brought to your house.
Oh, yeah. It is definitely, like, it is definitely, and Carl, you probably agree with me because I know you do a lot of research on stuff like this. But, I mean, I think that it is the next generation of e-commerce for sure. Don't you agree?
Well, I think there's the certainly the possibility of it and the opportunity to really enhance people's ability to be able to choose things or go to an area that they were not able to before. I think that's definitely going to be a good thing. But like anything else with AI, I would just have big questions. I mean, we're seeing this with ChatGPT now and others, and the Bing's version of that too, that, you know, the AI is only as good as those who create it and feed it its data. So that would be a somewhat of a question mark I would have concerning the moving into the metaverse. I think it's inevitable, but right now I think there's a lot of potholes along the way.
Well, it is, and like anything else in the very beginning. Now, the metaverse has been operating behind the scenes for probably several years now. But
let me ask you this real quickly, Bill, to interrupt. Are you talking about the metaverse that Mark Zuckerberg has created, that Meta?
That is, yes. But
okay.
Yes.
It's very clunky right now.
It is clunky, but you know what? There's real estate transactions happening, and a secondary market has already developed in metaverse real estate. So here's what that looks like for entertainment purposes only. And I say that for entertainment purposes only. I don't suggest people do this.
Right.
Okay. But people have gone onto the metaverse and bought into different communities. The Sandbox is one of them. And so if you want to just Google it, just Google it. But anyway, so they go into the metaverse and they buy a plot of real estate or a piece of land in the metaverse,
right.
And it could go for anywhere. So starting out like $400, you get a certificate. You own this piece of land. This is Bill Hall's piece of land. Well, that secondary market's developed out of that. People are paying as much as, well, I heard one guy gave a token that was worth $1.6 million for a piece of land. And then another guy next to a celebrity bought a lot because it was next to a famous celebrity, and he wanted to be in the same homeowners association as this celebrity, so he thought he had a connection with this celebrity, paid $450,000 for what somebody paid $400 for. Now, that's crazy, guys. Now, what happens? So we buy a piece of land on the metaverse. Do you really own it? Well, you kind of do, but you kind of don't because it's virtual. So how real is that? As long as you believe it's real, it's real.
Yep.
So you go and you buy a piece of land on the metaverse and you pay $400 for it, and then you go to an architect and buy a set of plans and they build you a house on this metaverse, and that costs you, well, that could cost you anywhere from $75 to $75,000 depending on who you get to design and to construct this house that you can then place on your piece of virtual land in your metaverse, and then live there happily ever after next to celebrities or whoever you want to live next to, your cousins, your family, whatever. And it is a virtual lifestyle. So, in other words, I could be sitting home in my pajamas in my couch, but yet I could be at a fundraising event in the metaverse with thousands of people, and that's the way I want to live, vicariously, basically, or for somebody else. I mean, it's,
how is that different from current social media?
It isn't any different for social media, the current social media. See, the minute the internet was opened up to the public, the minute the public addressed the internet as a functioning, actually a functioning viable source of money, the next thing is, the biggest question is, where do we go from here? That's already been answered, and that was the metaverse was the next step. And there's probably another step after that that they're working on that we just don't know about it yet. But the metaverse is definitely no different than social media. It's just an extension of that, that a person can actually be somewhat of a active member of a virtual reality through an avatar.
This sounds to me a whole lot like EFTs. You know, you get something that you... NFTs, non-fungible tokens. You buy something that you can never touch and never hold, but yet you have it there. But, you know, and my question is this, who is this, who gets it? Is it something you can put in your will to your descendants?
You can. I mean, is it any different than any mutual fund or stock? I mean, when's the last time you had a stock certificate sent to your house? I mean, I've been trading in stocks all my life. And I've only one time ever had any stocks, and that was worthless when I had it written in paper. So I said, no more of those things. But so what I'm saying to you is it's no more different than, but less controlled, to keep in mind. So we haven't found a way to tax it yet, but they will. They'll do property taxes on virtual property. I promise you, we'll have all the people that are responsible for taxes will collect. But I mean, it's no different than, you know, in theory, any of your mutual funds or anything else. I mean, you know,
Premier Home Properties ever have something on the metaverse?
I don't know. I don't know, but it would be crazy for us eventually not to have a storefront there.
Yeah.
For people to go to, because that's what's happening. People want to stay at home. They want to live virtual. You know, they want all those aspects of it. And it's going to be, it should be interesting to see the metaverse and how the property values go up and down in a world of non-existent virtuality. You know, I mean, it's
ones and zeros.
I mean, it's unbelievable, actually. But I mean, there is a real estate market in there, and it's an aftermarket's already been established in most of these communities that don't really exist. But I mean, I like the old school way where I can go out and touch and feel it and walk on this
man
and say, that's mine right there. And you know, and I don't mind going to the grocery store. Yeah, it's a pain in the neck sometimes. You just got to pick your hours, you know, and it's just, the metaverse is totally different, though. It's where my avatar will do the shopping for me instead of me. But I like to do my own shopping for a while. I mean,
well, folks can have their own avatars, but definitely right now, when it comes to real estate, then we need to talk to Bill Hall, the real estate guy. And how do folks get in touch with you?
Well, that's easy. You can call my office number at 530-7077, but the easiest number to get a hold of me is the 423-946-7575. And I'm always easy to get a hold of. You can Google my name, Bill Hall Realtor, and come up with a number of different ways to get a hold of me. But yeah, definitely if you're interested in a piece of virtual land, please don't call me because I'm not selling that yet. But if you want more information, definitely call me and I'll be happy to talk to you. I could talk hours about this metaverse and what's coming down in the e-commerce sector of our economy as a result of that. But I promise you eventually it'll be taxed.
All right, sounds good. Bill Hall, real estate guy, Premier Homes and Properties, sponsors this portion of the program. We'll talk to you next week.
I can't hardly wait.